This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here on the Good Day program. Do we have a blind edition of the... Somebody... This is the silliest thing. Somebody asked me yesterday, as I was talking about what I did, somebody asked me what I did for a living, and this is partially what I do for a living. I enjoy the company of Jay and you folks, every day, and a couple of bucks here and there, exchange hands. So, for whatever the reason, this person asked me, with a straight face, whether I had a Braille edition for blind listeners.
Oh, interesting.
Huh? What? Hello?
Huh.
Right? Think about that for a second. Do I have a Braille edition for blind listeners?
Yeah. So do they not know how radio works?
Call the Good Day. Well, it would be... Now, if you really want to get technical about it, you'd have to have you on your radio or whatever device you're using to listen to the program. You've got to have some way to find it. So that brings around a more interesting question. How do people who are sightless use an iPhone? Is there a special iPhone or a device that is usable for people? Is there audio directions on it? And how do you turn it on? Well, you know, that sort of thing?
Yes. Yes, there are. Yes.
Okay.
There are different devices and technology that makes it easier whether you are blind or deaf or any kind of accessibility need.
Right. So that leads us to the next question. Do you have a version of this program for deaf people? And, I don't know. How would you... There's got to be maybe some device someplace that translates words into a screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like... What was it? The woman who did the valedictorian speech last week at some university, she used a screen to communicate, right? She can't speak.
Did the speech for her, essentially.
Yeah, right. Okay, so there are those things around. So, see, there's an answer and an intelligent answer for pretty much everything. Beautiful. Thank you. It's beautiful to be who you are, whoever you are, whether you need help in your life or you're self-sufficient. Today and every day is beautiful when you feel, if you can't see the sunshine, you feel the warmth of the sun. Or, you know, you feel whatever is real. But it's interesting to talk to people who don't have all five of their senses to get how it's, you know, they have a heightened sense of smell or, whatever it is that you're lacking, the other senses make up for it. And that then begs the question about the sixth sense, which we talk about all the time. I believe that I have one and that you have one. Actually, everybody has one. Sometimes they're not developed, and so you don't appreciate the fact that you have it, but it's there. It's one of those things, right? It's judgment. It's intuition. It's the stuff we talk about with Uri Geller
the time. Oh, yes, intuition especially.
Yep. All right, here's the story of an umpire who rescued a seven-year-old from a dust devil during a baseball game. Now, I've never seen, and that's why I asked Jay a few minutes ago, what a dust devil is. Many of you may know what a dust devil is. If you don't, Jay, would you explain? This was during a youth baseball game down in Florida. So what is it, for those who don't know like me, what a dust devil is? Would you explain, please?
It is a whirlwind that starts from the ground up, where most tornadoes go from the sky down. This mm-hmm. goes from the ground up, where they happen in daytime, where the sun's heating the surface and this lower pressure situation happens. It's a weather phenomenon, essentially, and it looks like this little tiny tornado, and it kicks up dust and sometimes debris, and mm-hmm. while people have died from a dust devil because of getting hit in the head or something with debris, oftentimes they're not that dangerous. They're not that deadly. It's just mm-hmm. this whirlwind that is short-lived, and they can be big, and they can be tall. But they just, they kick up out of nowhere. And again, it starts from the ground up. But then pick up the cold air, which disintegrates the dust devil cyclone, the whirlwind.
I now recognize we have these in the hayfield on the farm from time to time where it looks like a little tornado. Whirlwind picks up the hay and moves it 10, 15 feet. That happens a lot just before a good rainstorm, a good thunder shower. Oftentimes you see that. So now I know what you're talking about. So this youngster, these were all young people, the teenagers and then 6, 7, 8-year-olds who were playing in this league down in Florida. And so the umpire, who was, I think, what, 14 or something? How old was this? He was a teenager anyway. Aiden Wiles was calling the game. And then when he saw what was going on to this 7-year-old named Bauer Zoya, who was the catcher, got caught in this dust devil. And so they both said they'd never seen anything like this.
Popped up right behind home plate.
Right. So Wiles jumps into action. I realized the boy is struggling to escape the winds. His body couldn't handle it, so he rushed in to get him. So there you go. This kid couldn't catch his breath. That's something.
Well,
that's
that makes
always
sense
scary.
Because if you're on the inside of it and all that wind going around.
Yeah,
thankfully for the umpire's a high school junior.
Yeah.
Just went and grabbed him really quickly and moved out of the way.
So there's some good news for you to see. There's so much good stuff going on. And then there's the war in Russia, or with the Russians and the Ukrainians. The reality is this week it's been kind of rough, but it does tell you again, looking at the fact that Russia fired 30 missiles into Ukraine, and Ukraine shot down 29 of them. So anybody that was ever worried, or at least in modern times, contemporary worry about Russia and their effectiveness, they don't have an army. Their military machinery doesn't seem to work very well. And so under the circumstances, I would think that Putin is instructing his people to give the Ukrainians everything he's got, right? Go get them and give them everything we got. And short of using nuclear weaponry, which even Putin in his state of mind knows would be the end of everything for them, but others as well. So they haven't gone down there. They've rattled that saber. But anyway, this is the 9th time this month that Kiev or Kiwari, how do they pronounce it? I like Kiev because everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's how it was before. And then now with Ukrainians pronounce it Kiev. So it's one of those, if you say Kiev, you are a Ukrainian sympathizer. If you say Kiev, you're a Russian sympathizer.
I'm not a Russian sympathizer.
Between it, which, obviously you are so not.
So that's foolish. Who assumes those sorts of things? That's the politically correct world that we live in is nonsense. Anyway, however, the Russian, they shot down all of them except for one. One person was killed and a couple of them wounded by the missile that got through, struck an industrial building. And do we need to know all of that stuff? China said that its special envoy met with Zelensky this week to talk about a relationship between Beijing. Isn't that interesting? They put forth a peace proposal. They're trying to be what America is, right? They want to be the peacemaker in the world. They want to be the most powerful country in the world. So they're faking it because they're behind the scenes encouraging the Russians to go get them. And then they are out in front. Well, we're going to be the peacemakers. We'll fix all of this. Who believes that? Anyway, so I just... You know, you look at it, you look at the picture, you look at the video, and you think, eh. And then you move on to something else like artificial intelligence. Shall we talk more about that? What is there? Your brain will not understand, I guarantee, your brain will not understand, unless you've helped develop artificial intelligence, you're not going to understand what will be done with it or what could be done. Now, every day, I think this week and last week, we've had a different angle or a different approach to understanding AI, right? We've talked about it in medicine, we've talked about it in education, but here is, and I think yesterday or the day before, we spent a lot of time talking about investments because we're in a recession that was created by the government, and what do you put your money into, and yada, yada, yada. So I came across this that I think sort of bolsters my interest or what me wanting to pass along to you what you do when it comes to investing or what's going to happen to investments due to some new proprietary advanced AI activity on Wall Street. So if, in fact, this is something that will knock everybody's socks off, I guarantee you when these guys start using artificial intelligence, the market will zoom up because artificial intelligence will be told to pick the good stocks and run with them. Right? Wouldn't you like to have that? It's always been a guessing game before, but now people on Wall Street say we're going to buy some of this stuff or we're going to develop some of this artificial intelligence so we can determine. Now, one wonders whether they will determine what the market is doing or will they make the market? That'll be the challenge. Can you play with artificial intelligence enough? The accuracy that I've seen in this. There's another Wall Street Journal story today. They're concerned that people will get a hold of this, be able to predict ahead of time what the stock will do. And so 1 to 3 days before everybody else, people like members of Congress who use the information they have to better their own lives. That's been proven over and over and over and over and over, over again how corrupt they are. But this would be corruption. I saw one investor who was talking about Moderna, you know, the pharmaceutical stock. That this is a local company, so this is how I got access to the information. The Moderna headquarters are here in the Boston area. As a matter of fact, they have an office here in Framingham. So this guy says that with my artificial intelligence, with my brain, in quotes, I can predict that in the next 3 days, the Moderna stock will go up 316%. Now, is that going to be just because artificial intelligence says it's going to? So everybody will do. You understand what a scam this this could be? I mean, it's a way to make money, but is it legit? Is it, see, that's the ethical stuff about AI. That's what kind of worries me, right? How can you say that's ethical?
Right.
That's a way to make money.
Where does it stop?
All right. Okay. 18 after. This is good day.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Got an old car? You can donate it and save a life. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help. They want to keep saving lives by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car or truck, running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0823. 800-245-0823. That's 800-245-0823.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Twenty-three after the hour now. This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with K. Where'd that come from? With Jay.
Hey.
Kirshner.
Jay.
It's K. Kirshner on the Good Day program. How do you do? Social media time. Facebook and Instagram, you know, you can find us at Good Day Radio Show. And Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. And the connection on the phone is 855-999. Doug, happy birthday today to listener Keith Nelson. Another listener named Roddy Freeman, having birthdays today, both of them. Ian Calvert is having a birthday today. Michael Crouch, listeners to the program, happy birthday. Happy birthday. How it was a week ago today, you had your birthday, right, Jay? I forgot to ask you what you did.
Did I ask you last Wednesday.
Yeah?
What did I do? I had a bunch of errands, dinner, all of that stuff. Last Friday, my husband took me to dinner and Lizzo. Concert. And so that's how we celebrated. It was a lot of fun.
Was that good? Do you like her? Obviously, that's where you went, right?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Big fan. It was a lot of fun. And then, of course, Mother's Day weekend rolled into all that. We went to Cedar Point. It was a good time.
Good. All right, on our Good Day page on Facebook, Jay has posted the following. The story of a Colorado man who's been arrested after blaming a dog for driving over the speed limit. He says he swapped seats with the dog when he got pulled over. where do these people, where do these people come from, right? All right, so here's Henry Quattlebaum who says... Or did he? The dog doesn't face any charges and was let go with a warning. Is this for real? Or are you just yanking our chain here, Jay?
No, this is for real. This is for real. So this guy was pulled over for speeding, but he was also drunk because obviously, a sober person would not be like, oh my goodness, let me swap seats with the dog. So he gets pulled over, quickly swaps seats with the dog, so blame the dog for driving. You cannot even make this up.
And here's a lady who was listening and she heard us. We didn't talk about this, so it must have been on a local station. Around, this is the first time we've talked about it. She said she almost spit out her oatmeal in laughter.
This is real. This is real.
For real. Greg says, woof, right? Or my dog Daisy would say, boof, right? Boof.
But yeah, so the good news of this is the dog does not face any charges and was let go with just a warning.
All right, another question that Jay posed. What was the best vacation you've ever been on? Where'd you go? What made it so special? Things that you can talk about anyway. Cindy says, first vacation we took without my children went to Sandusky. Wait a minute. This is you. Went to Cedar Point.
There
went
we go.
Went on the roller coaster. Wow.
Nice, nice little road trip they had.
Yeah, they went to
see
Pennsylvania. Right. Went up to
beautiful.
Cleveland, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So good for her. Julie Kapp says the best vacation she was on was the last one. Okay. Donna Wagner says she went to Kauai. That's where I have the radio station. It's a great little island. Apparently, they rented a condo. That is, of all the Hawaiian islands, Donna, you're right. It is the most spectacular. You cannot come up with the words for it. They went sailing. They had a lot of great things to eat. It's much more relaxing than the other islands. Not that I don't like the other islands, too, but this is a really special kind of a place. It's very quaint.
Just ended up itself is amazing.
Let's see. John Jones says a 7-day Western Caribbean cruise with his wife and grown son, his wife and his grandchildren, perfect weather, good for them. They had a nice time on that one. All right, so here's another story that involves a personality, a pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks. You follow, I'm not a big, you know, I like the Red Sox and I pay attention to it. This guy's name is Zach Gallen. He was practicing throwing fastballs yesterday, and he threw a pitch at a bird and knocked the bird out of the sky. The bird didn't survive.
Oh,
how do you like that bird?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A 3-judge panel seems hesitant about keeping the abortion drug mifepristone available for sale. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals panel will decide whether the drug should remain available after a federal judge in Texas ordered a hold on mifepristone back in April. President Biden is expressing confidence that a deal to raise the debt ceiling can be reached before the U.S. defaults. Congressman Bob Good agrees, as long as there are deep budget cuts.
The American people, though, don't want an increase without responsible cuts in spending and reforms to put us on a path to fiscal responsibility.
Good, who's a member of the House Freedom Caucus, would also like to see work requirements for some people who receive federal aid. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona has confirmed that the pandemic-era pause on federal student loan payments will come to an end later this year. That pause has been in place for more than 3 years. Roughly 44 million people will have to restart making payments. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
You talk about birds that fly up in the tree. We talk about the moon and the stars we could see. You keep on pretending you don't know what's wrong with me.
Come on.
Let's talk.
Let's talk about us. Us is being Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. 34 after the hour. Brought to you, I'm sure the folks at Progressive will be happy to hear that Jerry Lee Lewis is brought to us by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV. If you want protection on the road, boys and girls, and on the water, you can save a lot of money. Call them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE or go online to progressive.com. Progressive. You like the way I enunciate? Progressive.
Progressive.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Most people think of Leonardo da Vinci or Leonardo DiCaprio. But in this
I'm not
case,
going to lie. That's where I thought you were going at first.
I know you didn't. Yep. The Mona Lisa. Probably should have James find that song by Nat King Cole, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have loved you. Da Vinci was also what would be considered today a Renaissance man. But actually, he lived during the time of the Renaissance. You know how that reference is. Your husband a Renaissance man, Jay? Would you say he was a Renaissance man?
I only know that term as in having lived during the time of the Renaissance. What does it mean in the other sense?
It means a worldly fellow, someone who's equipped to discuss or experience most anything, has broad interests, is a man of the world, if you will. That would be how I would describe a Renaissance man.
Okay. Yes, I think you could fall in line with that.
Yeah, right. So that's the sky next week is going to hold what they call a lunar phenomenon, the Da Vinci glow. And it'll bring it'll be actually when the sun comes up and when the sun goes down. Is a crescent moon that glows on the horizon, and on the dark side of the moon you can see the Earth's light. It's very, very unusual, but it's called the Da Vinci because this fellow was interested in uncovering the mysteries of the moon. He didn't call it moonshine, he called it earthshine. So if you're somebody like me and Jay who's up before the sun, and the best time to see it will be the hour before the sun comes up or the hour after the sun goes down, next Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. All right?
Oh, that's awesome.
You will sleep. A lot of people, we've gotten into the warm weather, although here in New England it's been cold as a son of a gun the last couple of days. Windy. Was 50 degrees here yesterday, and just windy was awful. But when you think about, the warm weather, you do camping outside, and a lot of people who go up into the mountains or they go to the lakes or wherever they can get up and see this thing. Very, very cool. So, sleeping beneath the stars, that's something that's cool. And if you want to lull yourself to sleep, the aforementioned song by Nat King Cole goes like this.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like a lady with a mystic smile.
Mm-hmm.
Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you? For that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile.
What about that?
Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa?
Nat King Cole, one of the great artists of the late 40s, the 50s, the 60s. He died at the age of 46 because he smoked cool cigarettes, got lung cancer, and was dead in 8 weeks after it was discovered. He had fathered...
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it is horrible. And these damn things people... And you wonder sometimes, with people who smoked as much, Frank Sinatra was a big smoker, how they maintain their voice. How do smokers... you look at the Rolling Stones, and those guys all smoked. The Beatles actually all smoked when they were kids, but they stopped. But you wonder, how do people who smoke actually keep their voice intact? Frankly, when you know and realize the damage that smoking does to your throat, to your esophagus,
is it
lungs?
A genetic predisposition to have smoking alter things more significantly than somebody else? Because, you see some people where, listen to Miley Cyrus now. I mean, my goodness. There's some people where you can tell they have that dark, raspy because of smoking. And then other people, they just don't have that. And they are chain smokers.
Yeah, it's amazing how it works. Well, some people, if they're fortunate enough to have been a chain smoker and they keep smoking, some people live a long life. A lot of it is, you're right, it's with inherited. All right, here's the story, speaking of a long life, of a 77-year-old woman who got the dream wedding. She has wandered far and wide she wanted to find the perfect person to marry.
She found the love of her life.
She married herself.
Good
Dottie
for her.
Fidelli celebrated her love for herself with a wedding ceremony at her retirement community this past weekend. She said she was a bit nervous, but she also was excited. She said, quote, this is something new for me. It's emotional because this is something I've always wanted. She was married back in 1965, but they divorced 9 years later. She wore a black dress when she got married, so she was doomed, she said. And so she thought, well, maybe this is too late. It's too what? No, you can always find love.
Yeah, she wants her dream wedding, and why do you need a significant other to have it?
I could marry myself.
Yes, you should. You should.
Why? I don't believe much in marriage. I think marriage is...
Oh, but throw a party anyway.
Okay, you want to come?
Yes.
Join me next Monday night in Los Angeles. We'll have a big old party.
Big old party.
Imagine we're going to have... Actually, Jay and I are going... Well, I hope I'm going to see Jay next Monday night. We're going to have a little dinner party for a little celebration before Jay wins her award at the Gracies on Tuesday night in Los Angeles. So I told my children to join us for dinner on Monday night. So we'll have... the gang will all be there. Of course, Miles will be very well behaved, but Jasper, pretty much anything goes with him at this point in his life. So, can you imagine?
Toddler be toddlerin'.
Right. So, if I said to my two children, I can just imagine. As a matter of fact, if you do come on Monday, kick me under the table and remind me, and I'll just announce to the children, I have an announcement to make. I'm getting married, and the two of them will look at me. And they'll say, Dad, what? What? I can see Brendan's face right now. So let's do this, Jay.
Yes. We'll video it.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'll tell them I'm going to get married. Yep. And then I'll say, I'm going to marry myself. the best look will be, however, when I say I'm getting married. Yep. That's it. Okay. There's a new report that says the world can cut 80% of plastic pollution in the next 40 years, and for a change, it explains how. You know, there are a lot of these people that say, we can cut pollution, and then say, how are you going to do that? Well, I'm working on some stuff. All right, so this is a, I'm not one of these people who thinks that saving the planet is a lost cause. There are people who indulge in climate doomism. I'm not one of them. I don't worship at the altar of climate change. But
it's happening regardless. I mean, that's just
right.
That's the way that it's just going to go.
Yep. But anyway, this is kind of an interesting overview. We all want to, I think, or most of us do, if we're conscious, want to cut plastic pollution. And there are things that businesses can do, and they seem kind of practical. I look at my wastebasket, and I see all the plastic in there in packaging, and think there's got to be something else. But this is a little bit more, because plastics are polluting all of the water. You know, we talk about those little plastic things that are in the fish that get in the water, the things that they put in toothpaste. So that you can, you know, these little teeny plastic dots that are supposed to better help you.
Yes.
Yeah, microplastic.
Yeah.
And they go into the water, right? They go down the drain, you're brushing your teeth. Water's in the sink, goes down the sink, goes into the sewer system, goes out into the water system, the fish eat it, and bingo. Then you're eating it again. So anyway, how do we keep plastics out of the systems, right? The report is entitled, Turning Off the Tap. How the world can end plastic pollution and create a circular economy. That lays out how this can, we can train people. It involves three different things. How you reuse the plastics, how they are recycled, and how you reorient people into using something other. What did we do before there was plastic? That's really the question here. This is what makes it so kind of simple to figure out. Just go back, if any of you, I mean, I can remember when we didn't have plastics used for
everything. Yes, it was
everything.
Paper stuff. It was a lot of paper.
Right, exactly. And so why can't we go back? Paper's easy. Well, then people say, well, we're cutting down trees and stuff. Well, the solution for that is to plant more trees. Guess if you get down to brass tacks.
And recycle the paper. I mean, I remember in school when you would get groceries and go into a paper bag, and then you used the paper bag to cover your books at school.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, I did that. You did that too? Paper bags covered up the books? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, we had to, yes. Yeah, it was paper bags or any other kind of shopping bag. It could be from a store as long as it was a paper. Mm-hmm. You had to wrap it around and cover your book, protect the books.
Yeah, I've forgotten all about that. Huh. By the way, this particular, what they call the circular economy, which goes back again to reusing, recycling, reorienting, will save $1.27 trillion a year. And that is in healthcare costs, in pollution costs, in litigation costs from people, all the stuff that happens. And apparently it creates about 700,000 jobs when it comes to especially reuse and recycling, putting the stuff. We don't do a good job. I don't think, you know, we talk about having recycling, and you have a bin probably in your community. You have waste that goes into one bin, and stuff that's recycled goes into another bin. How many really use that recycle bin? Do you really, really, really use it?
But also not just recycling in that sense, but recycling within your own home. Things that you get, how can you use it again without putting it to the recycling? Because when we send things out for recycling, doesn't it, to actually have the factories recycle things, doesn't that also put a lot of emission out into the air? Doesn't that also cause some damage in the act of recycling?
There's no way you're going to get away from all of this and eliminate it 100%. Just not going to. It just doesn't, it's not going to happen. But at least if we're conscious about it and do something, and as you know, I'm not a cuckoo when it comes to this stuff, but I do think there's such a thing, and I think it's a moral, it's moral to try to protect the environment and the planet. I just think it's good morality, frankly. It's 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV. Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The hour now. Good Day Health Time. Doug Stephanie with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Marjoro, Florida. Help yourself to him. His influence in medicine is superb. His influx of info every week that he helps us out understanding what's in the journals. And then you can ask questions as well by dialing 855-999-3684. That number to ask Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684. We've been talking about cancers and stuff, ovarian cancer. What about ovarian cancer and whether we're getting a leg up on it, so to speak? I know there's World Ovarian Cancer Day that is supposed to raise awareness of the problem. We were talking about how if you're obese, you're at risk for certain kinds of cancer. Does that fit with ovarian cancer? I suppose maybe a more important question is, what causes it?
Well, ovarian cancer, that's a good question. A lot of it's genetic and a lot of it's unknown. And the problem with ovarian cancer is that usually once you're aware of it, it's grown so large. Yeah. and it's long too late. And there's a big effort trying to look for blood tests. There's some news that there may be a new blood test. It's not yet ready for prime time, but it's close. And hopefully there will be an advance of a blood test used to diagnose ovarian cancer. There was a recent publication in the last week or so about this. And that would be a huge breakthrough if this really pans out. Mm-hmm. Ovarian cancer, very sad issue. And a lot of it is these organs that are affected by hormones. When there are hormonal issues, they just fertilize the cancer. If it's in your family history, make sure that the doctors are keeping track and you're under extra special surveillance, because there's clearly, in many cases, a genetic link.
Mm-hmm. Here's the story of a tiny battery that seems to have, according to the research, obliterated breast cancer tumors in mice. They've created an oxygen-free target to kill the disease because tumors live on being fed by oxygen, among other things, right? It makes sense.
Well, it's in mice. Mice are not humans, but
no,
hopefully it will lead to a breakthrough. But let's stay tuned and be hopeful, and maybe in 5 years we'll have something come out of this. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, and it's not going to be on human beings for sure. The question comes from many people about artificial intelligence. The warnings this week and hearings in Washington about the technology and how it can go wrong. How can it be used in medicine, either rightly or wrongly?
Boy, that's a loaded question, Doug. And,
yes.
That, you know, and people a lot smarter than me are being stumped by this. And AI is going to be entering medicine without a doubt. And I think we just have to be really careful because, you know, human beings are used to being the smartest around. And when human beings are not the smartest around, some unintended consequences can occur. But I think AI will help in medicine if it's used in an intelligent, careful manner. But I think it'll never replace the one-on-one that is capable and so important in medicine, developing that one-on-one relationship with another human being. Ask a patient, do you want the smartest machine to be your doctor?
No, thank you.
Do you want a very smart human being that knows how to use a machine to be your doctor? And so the best relationships will occur with physicians who know how to use AI smartly, but they're not going to replace us directly to the patient.
I noticed that hundreds of doctors, hundreds of tech leaders have been sending letters, an open letter, in fact, calling for a 6 to 8 month pause in the development of AI systems as they apply to medicine or major expansions of government, private industry. And so I think that there is concern. Whether they get a handle on it or not remains to be seen. There's a lot of people wanting to make a lot of money on this, and they're going to push and push and push and push on it. And so it's not, I see it as a worry, frankly. Dr.
Yeah,
Ken Kronhaus.
We won't know who the real Doug Stephan is. There may be some machine filling in for you.
Right. It's somebody with my voice. Who wants that? Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.